I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo. In the headlines, chief and people of Avenor honor first Deputy Speaker of Parliament. $420 million injected into research to boost local rice production. United Renaissance Party to elect flag bearer next month. Huge blast at arms depot in Congo claims more than 200 lives. U.S. President Barack Obama calls for restraint in confronting Iran's nuclear ambitions. Vladimir Putin wins a Russian presidential election, but opposition cry foul. And 35 soldiers killed in Al-Qaeda attack in Yemen. First, a summary by Ibrahim Donko.
The youth have been advised to imbibe the qualities of discipline and courtesy rather than priding themselves in academic certificates. According to the chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, one will be parading on the corridors of failure where such virtues are absent. He made this observation at a Durba to honor the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament and MP for Avenor, Edward Do Ajaho. The United Renaissance Party will go to Congress to elect its flag bearer at next month. According to the leader and founder of the party, Kofi Wayo, constituency elections have been conducted in six regions, whilst the remaining will be covered before the Congress. Mr. Wayo disclosed this to Radio Ghana in an interview. Vladimir Putin has been declared winner in Russia's presidential election. This gives him a third presidential term after spending the last 4 years as the country's prime minister. However, opposition groups claim widespread fraud and plan a protest rally in Moscow today. And reports say at least 36 soldiers and 25 Al-Qaeda fighters have been killed during a fight in the southern province of Yemen. Meanwhile, hospital authorities say the number of casualties could rise as a result of continuous fighting.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are so sure.
An MP for the area, Do Ajaho in Akachi, is admitted due to his personal discipline and urged the youth to emulate him. He commended the chiefs for organizing the Durba, saying the event will stand as a reference point for other areas. The Speaker of Parliament, Mrs. Joyce Bamford Addo, said Mr. Ajaho deserves to be honored because of his attributes of humility, good temperament, leadership qualities, and capacity for hard work for more than 20 years. The Awomafia of Anglo Togwisri lauded the unity among the chiefs in Avenor, saying it is helping to push the development of the area forward. Mr. Ajaho expressed gratitude for the honor done him and appeals to other sons and daughters of the area to be similarly honored. Labor inspectors at the end of a four-day national trainer of trainers workshop have advocated the development of new software programs for labor service in the collection, collation and analysis of labor information. They explained that the program should be compatible with the Ghana Child Labor Monitoring System software and other relevant national database. In a 10-page recommendation issued at Agunas Radio, the inspectors called on the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare to provide adequate resources and capacity building for labor inspection services for effective workplace inspection of child labor. The workshop, which was organized by the International Labor Organization for Labor Inspectors, key partners and other inspectorate services, was to identify important partners in the fight against child labor in Ghana. It was also aimed at developing simple methodologies for labor inspectors to expand a child-friendly labor inspection system. Participants also urged governments to formulate a new national policy for labor inspection in consultation with social partners, while the Labor Inspectorate Division should initiate a review of their operations. Authorities of the Amanfrom prison camp at Amanfrom near Bantama in Kumasi have led civil society organizations and philanthropists to contribute to the expansion of its Kente weaving training program. The program, which is one of the flagship training projects at the camp, is the brainchild of the Methodist Church of Ghana. It was introduced last year with the intention to provide the inmates with training to acquire employable skills to boost their reintegration into society after they have completed their sentences. The officer in charge of the camp, Chief Superintendent of Prisons, Benjamin Jira Ambrichum, said six inmates have already been trained to acquire skills in weaving since last year. In addition, some eight inmates had also reached the advanced stage in their training and would pass out soon. CESP Jira Ambrichum appealed for more looms, computers, and other teaching and learning aids so as to bring the training of the inmates to standard. He said the camp is committed to training the inmates to acquire skills in farming and agricultural technology, stressing that the facility had harvested about 150 bags of maize from his 25-acre land at Amanfrom. CSP Jerome Prechum emphasized the need for the prison authorities to take the training of the inmates seriously to be of benefit to the society. The Catholic Archbishop for Accra, Charles Palmer Buckle, has appealed to Catholics to use the Lent season to pray for peace before, during, and after the December elections. The certain pronouncements in the media of late are very worrying and urge the media to stop sensational reporting and preach peace. The Archbishop said certain stories do not paint a good picture of the country. Archbishop Palmer Buckle said this when he visited St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church at Adentan. He said the country has gone through five successful elections, and this year's election will definitely not fill Ghanaians. The Archbishop urged all to respect the President, Parliament, and the judiciary, saying, governments have come and governments have gone, and Ghana will still be Ghana. He said at the recent Catholic Bishop Conference, the Chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Farijan, entreated them to be vigilant and honest during the biometric voting exercise and elections time. He said this is the only way that will bring about a fair and accurate voters register. He reminded the people that the chairman of the EC is highly respected worldwide and should be given that due respect in the country. The leader and founder of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, says the party will go to Congress to elect its flag bearer next month. He says the party has already conducted constituency elections in six regions of the country and hopes to cover all the remaining regions before the Congress. Mr. Wayo called on Ghanaians to reject the NPP and NDC because the two parties have done nothing to provide the social and economic needs of the people. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
We just finished six regions of constituency elections. We're doing the best we can. That's all we're doing.
Yes, you said you have conducted constituency elections in six regions. Are you able to tell us these regions?
Yeah, the Eastern region, the Accra region, almost completed, Northern, Upper West, the East.
Are you covering the whole country before you go in for Congress?
Yeah, we're doing that. We like to follow the law. URP is, mercy for the poor. We're building schools. We're helping people build the water systems, helping them to build police stations. We've been doing that all over the place. So you can see this party with our own money.
Can you give me the timetable as to how you program your activities?
I don't have the documents here with me.
We're in the election year. We're in March.
Yeah.
When do you think your party will go for Congress?
Somewhere in April. Between the 10th and the 20th of April, we'll have the Congress. So stick with the two parties. You see, in America, there's two parties. You know why? They got water, they got light, they got transportation system, they got everything. So they fight to manage it. Here, we don't have anything, because the parties have not been able to provide you with the basic needs.
And leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo. A member of the board of directors of Kwalebu Teaching Hospital, Stella Kwe, says the resignation of the board chairman of the hospital, Professor Andrew Seth Aite, is ideal because the board can now be reconstituted to operate efficiently and effectively. His actions have not been done right, and it is time for the board to be reconstituted to make an impact and offer the hospital a positive image. Ms. Quay called for a committee of inquiry into the activities of the chief executive officer of the hospital, Professor Ni Otunate. We bring you the details.
Hospital sources said Professor Aite tendered in his resignation letter to President John Evans Atta Mills last Wednesday. The board chairman, Professor Aite, quit his job following an inexhaustible misunderstanding between members of the board. This followed Health Minister Alban Bagbin's recommendation for the dissolution of the board because it was riddled with too many internal squabbles. The sector minister, during a tour of the hospital, expressed displeasure with the board because it has not been able to solve its administrative challenges and cited the dismissal of the embattled director of administration as a test case and called on the board to rationalize the dismissal. He said the team spirit is gone and deviants have to be cast out. According to Mr. Bagbin, when the Bible said cut the hand that brings harm, it did not necessarily mean that one must do it himself, but someone can do it on the behalf. Sources say internal strife has affected the daily operations of Ghana's biggest hospital, and the resignation of the board chairman could give credence to the sector minister's suggestion to reconstitute the board in order to save the situation.
That was a NewsDex report. An Australian mining company, Perseus Mining Ghana Limited, says it has no intention to relocate 5 communities within its catchment area in the central region. The communities are Anyanfuri, Jaman, Fobinso, Abnabna and Nkonya. A statement signed by Deputy General Manager of the company, Darren McClelland, said the Perseus Mining Company, with a permit from the Minerals Commission, recently declared 3 new mining areas in the Anyanfuri mining lease so as to expand its Edikan mine project. It said due to this development, some landowners and occupiers at Anyanfuri have been affected, which calls for their relocation. The statement noted that the relocation of the affected people will not in any way include Jaman, Fobinso, Abnabna and Nkonya, which are all within the mining area of the company. It said all eligible landowners and lawful occupiers in the affected areas will be duly compensated in accordance with the law. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Chiefs and people of Azerbaijan honor first Deputy Speaker of Parliament. $420 million injected into research to boost local rice production. United Renaissance Party to elect flag bearer next month. Huge blast at arms depot in Congo claims more than 200 lives. U.S. President Barack Obama calls for restraint in confronting Iran's nuclear ambitions. Vladimir Putin wins Russian presidential election, but opposition cry foul. And 35 soldiers killed in Al-Qaeda attack in Yemen. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The rest of the news. Cocoa farmers from the central, eastern, Volta and western regions have appealed to governments to reintroduce the Kwafu check payment system to replace the current cash payments of their products. They say the reintroduction of the Kwafu check would eliminate fraud and also the cheating of farmers by cocoa purchasing clerks. The farmers made the appeal at a sensitization workshop on the reintroduction and enforcement of the Kwafu check payment system at Agonas Radio. We bring you a NewsDex report.
The workshop was organized by the Ghana Cocoa, Coffee and Shea Nut Farmers Association with sponsorship from the Boostak Fund, the Embassy of Denmark, USAID and the International Development Corporation. According to the cocoa farmers, the reintroduction of the Kwafu check would also prevent attacks on purchasing clerks by armed robbers during their journey to the various farming communities to pay their farmers. A consultant on the Boostak Fund Advocacy Action, Joseph Atanyim Awantugo, and a researcher from Boostak, Anthony Esia, said the workshop was to discuss the research findings they conducted on the reintroduction of the Kwafu check payment system and the current cash payment system on cocoa, coffee and shea nuts. They said the research revealed that over 94% of cocoa farmers are more than 50 years old and most of the youth are not into farming, a situation they described as worrying. The research further revealed that farmers are exposed to danger since most of them are attacked by armed robbers anytime they return to their villages after selling their produce. The situation has also led to the keeping of huge sums of money by the farmers in their rooms, adding that some purchasing clerks take advantage of the system and bolt with the monies meant for cocoa purchases. The Western Regional Chief Cocoa Farmer Nana Johnson Mensah said if the check system is reintroduced, it would enable the farmers to save with their banks and also give them access to loans to maintain and expand their farms. The Central Regional Chief Cocoa Farmer Nana Kwesi Ofori appealed to government to put in place more interventions for cocoa farmers to encourage them to work hard to maintain Ghana's status on the world cocoa market.
That was a NewsDesk report. A product-focused strategic plan evolved to enhance local rice production, processing and marketing by Africa Rice Center and partners has received a much-needed boost. The $420 million investment in rice research, which aims at assisting African farmers to achieve self-reliance in the cultivation of rice by the year 2020, are expected to enhance food security and alleviate poverty through increased productivity and profitability of the rice sector. We bring you the details.
Africa Rice, a leading Pan-African Center of Excellence for Rice Research. For rice research in Africa is implemented under the Global Rice Science Partnership, which is a research for development program for the Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research. Such a project is usually challenging in the face of inadequate funds, staff to implement, lack of adaptable and consumer-preferred varieties, and so the rudimentary tools for production. The new 10-year strategic plan will focus on 7 priority areas. These include providing farmers with climate-resilient rice varieties, expanding rice-producing areas while addressing environmental concerns, creating market opportunities for smallholders and linking up development partners and the private sector to stimulate the uptake of rice knowledge and technologies. The Director General of Africa Rice, Dr. Papa Abdullahi Sek, said aside the cumulative cost, an indirect financial outlay estimated at $1.2 billion has been budgeted to aid dissemination of technologies to actualize targets. The funding, he said, will come from 29 different donors, including developing and industrialized governments, the Bill and the Melinda Gates Foundation, UK Department for International Development, and the World Bank, he said.
And that was the NewsDesk report. A 76-year-old farmer who lured a 14-year-old class 3 pupil into his room and sexually assaulted her has been slapped with a 10-year prison term when he appeared before a circuit court at Achimstrego in the Brim South District. Vigilo Tete was caught red-handed when the victim's mother was searching for her daughter and spotted the girl's slippers at the convert's door to his room. When she peeped through a hole in the wall, she saw Tete graciously satisfying his sexual curiosity. The convict pleaded guilty to defilement at the court, presided over by Yao Ata Sapong. We'll take a short break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The authorities in the Congo say the huge explosions at an arms depot that killed at least 146 people in the capital, Brazzaville, was caused by a short circuit that led to a fire. It says some 1,500 people were hurt. Rescuers are still searching for survivors amid fears that the death toll would rise further. The explosions, which started in the morning, also claimed 6 Chinese nationals, with 1 missing. Chinese embassy sources said the blast also left dozens of Chinese workers injured, some in serious condition.
One of the men accused of planning a girl car bombing in Nigeria's capital has died while awaiting trial. His lawyer, Festus Keyamo, said in a statement that Tsimsanka Francis Oswo, known as General Bokos, died in a federal prison near Nigeria's capital, Abuja. According to lawyer Keyamo, the suspect's death came after repeated requests for medical care went unanswered, adding the three other suspects also have health problems after their cells were fumigated in January. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta claimed responsibility for the car bombing on October the 1st in 2010, in which 12 people were killed and dozens wounded. Vladimir Putin has been declared a victor in Russia's presidential elections, returning for a third term after spending the last 4 years as the country's prime minister. Exit polls and preliminary results gave him about 65% of the vote. Mr. Putin told supporters at a rally in central Moscow that they had won in an open and honest battle. But opposition groups have reported widespread fraud, with many people said to have voted more than once. They've called for mass protest in central Moscow. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of supporters of Mr. Putin gathered with Russian flags and banners outside the Kremlin for a concert to celebrate his victory. U.S. President Barack Obama has stressed that he firmly believes in a diplomatic resolution to Iran's disputed nuclear program, though he did not rule out a military action as a last resort. Addressing the annual meeting of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee in Washington, President Obama drew attention to the efforts being made by Washington and his allies to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. He said in that effort, he firmly believed that an opportunity remains for diplomacy, backed by pressure, to succeed. At least 36 soldiers and 25 al-Qaeda fighters have been killed in fighting in the Yemeni southern province of Abyan. A military official said the fighting took place at a military base west of Abyan's provincial capital of Zanjibar, held by militants since May. The fighters overran the base and captured heavy weapons that were turned on the soldiers. Medics at a military hospital in the southern port city of Aden said dozens were also wounded, and the number of casualties are likely to rise as a result of the fighting. Israeli President Shimon Peres has called Iran a danger to the entire world, vying to stop the country's acquisition of a nuclear weapon. Addressing the annual meeting of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, a pro-Israel lobbying group in Washington, the president accused Iran of sponsoring terrorism. The veteran leader said the United States and Israel share the same goal of preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Mr. Peres and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are scheduled to meet with U.S. President Barack Obama separately to press for a hardening of U.S. position on Iran's nuclear program. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has hit out again at new European Union sanctions imposed last week against his government, saying it is better to be a dictator than a gay, in an apparent reference to Germany's foreign minister. The Belarusian president also slammed the European Parliament statement last week, calling for Belarus's hosting of the Ice Hockey World Championship in 2014 to be revoked because of the government's holding of political prisoners and other suppression. A magistrate's court in Moscow has sentenced three activists of Ukraine's Freedom Movement to administrative arrest for a semi-nude scene at a polling station in Moscow. Just minutes after Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and his wife left a polling station at the Russian Academy of Sciences in southwest Moscow, three topless women with the words "I stood for Putin" painted on their breast and bested into the polling station shouting anti-government slogans. They were immediately arrested and detained by the police. The women told reporters they were activists from the Ukrainian Fremen group, which has a history of staging diplomatic topless protests. The court spokeswoman said they have been charged and found guilty of petty hooliganism. The women have been sentenced to 5, 10 and 12 days of administrative arrest. To Anthony the main points again. The chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, has advised the youth to imbibe the qualities of discipline and courtesy rather than priding themselves in academic certificates. He was addressing the Deborah of Chiefs and People of Avano to honor the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Do Ajaho. The United Renaissance Party will elect its flag bearer at Congress next month. According to the leader and founder of the party, Kofi Wayo, constituency elections have been conducted in 6 regions, while the remaining will be covered before the Congress. Vladimir Putin has been declared winner in Russia's presidential elections. This gives him a third presidential term after spending the last 4 years as the country's prime minister. In Congo, officials say the huge explosions at an arms depot that has killed at least 146 people in the capital, Brazzaville, was caused by a short circuit that led to a fire. Rescuers are still searching for survivors amid fears that the death toll would rise further. And reports say at least 36 soldiers and 25 Al-Qaeda fighters have been killed during a fight in a southern province of Yemen. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.